That's thousands of Florida teachers marching to the Capitol steps demanding higher pay. When asked how much they made, this is how teachers answered.
Less than $45,000, and I've been teaching for 11 years.
Really, it should come out like $67,000, something like that.
Right now, I would say that I'm over $50,000, but less than $70,000.
That's Tiffany Bazemore and Dora Ramos from Jacksonville and Lisa Camucho-Zito from Orlando. The current proposal from Governor Ron DeSantis would raise the minimum salary for new teachers to $47,500. But United Teachers of Dade President Carla Hernandez-Matz says that doesn't cover everyone.
He only talked about beginning teachers. He did not talk about the rest of the educational community. We're talking about paraprofessionals. We're talking about the security monitors, the clerical workers, everybody that's part of our educational community, the veteran teachers.
We're the community.
The mighty, mighty community.
The mighty, mighty community. Rain DeLima is in the crowd. She's taught for 34 years and earns $70,000 annually, but she says that's not enough to cover the cost of living in Miami.
I have no children. I will never have any dependents, but I am here. These are my future.
DeLima motions to two students alongside her. She says it's not just the pay that upsets her, but the cutting of positions like her school's librarians.
I don't know when last I've seen my students check out a book.
Tallahassee's Rickards High School band plays as people stream up to Florida's historical old Capitol. Those like Florida Education Association President Frederick Ingram are pushing for more than just pay hikes. He claims DeSantis' proposed budget doesn't address some of the deeper issues in Florida's school system. Issues Ingram says those who've worked in education for years know intimately.
We need some help, and we got a bunch of teachers out here who can help you with a lesson plan. Thank you all so much.
Besides demanding higher pay for teachers who aren't just starting out, demonstrators emphasize the need to increase overall education funding. Lily Eskelson-Garcia, president of the National Education Association, said this is crucial.
Special education, English language learners, reading programs for children in deep poverty. Education is our national community good.
There are now three leading teacher pay plans pending before the legislature. DeSantis's, another by Senate Republicans that would give districts a lump sum to spend on salaries, and a plan by Democrats that would cover teachers and other school personnel with an initial 3% cost of living bump, followed by a 4.5% pay hike for the next 10 years.
For WFSU News, I'm Robbie Gaffney.
And I'm Victoria Dominguez.